This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Alrighty, 0800 150 811. Come on through. Let's have a yarn, shall we? Who do we have first? Joe and Gizzy. Oh, long time, Joe. How are you going, man?
Yeah, going good, Louis. Going good. Going to miss you, brother. I think the SENZ Airways are going to be a bit poor without your vocals and your knowledge in there, bud. So have a safe travel. But I lived abroad for 17 years. Out of Europe and the States, so I'll give you some advice on what you need to go and see. You need to go to Augusta for a day, right? It's old school event watching, $2 sandwiches, $3 beers. It's affordable and it's brilliant. So if you're in the States, get to Augusta, get to a Super Bowl if you can. Might be at the top of your list, but I've been to three and they're well worth going to. If you're going over to Europe, you got to go to Ascot Mina Raceman and the Newmarket at the Derby. Got to go to those two. You've got to go to Real Madrid, Barcelona, AC Milan, Inter Milan, right? Oh. And Lazio, Roma. They're the ones you got to go to. The big football derbies.
All right. I'll just go win lotto. Actually, know what I'll do? I'll go jag a four-leg multi and get rich like you do, Joe. Hey, Joey, I've appreciated your passion for everything. It's very good. Make sure you keep calling the boys, all right? You keep calling.
Oh, mate, we'll keep calling. Now, you don't need to win lotto, because when you get over there, it's all affordable, mate. It's not like a rip-off in New Zealand. Hey. So have a good travel. Be safe, mate. And I'm sure we'll talk to you on Boys Get Paid sometime soon.
100%, Joe. Good boy. There you go. Joe and Gizzy. We'll go to Scott in Wally. Scott, g'day, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Louie. How are you going?
Yeah, chipper.
We'll just echo that as well. It's it will be sad not to hear you on the airwaves for a while. Hopefully back at some point.
Absolutely.
You know, with your knowledge and obviously your tips that you hand out, which do come through from time to time, which does help the old TAB account as well. So yeah, it will be a shame not to hear you on the radio and that. But hopefully you have a good time and a good trip over there, and you can keep following the Phoenix from over there with jumping on the bandwagon this year,
Scott. It's a great point, actually. Sorry, I don't know why you've called, but let me hijack this. What are we doing with the Phoenix? Where are we at? I mean, I tell you what, it feels like the A-League season has just, it's gone on forever, maybe because we've been somewhere near the top of the ladder, and it's kind of like we've just been sitting waiting for a while. Where are we at? Are the confidence levels higher? Because some people are trying to undermine them and said their strength of schedule hasn't been that hard and this and that, and they don't have enough strike power. Where are you at with them now?
We're ticking along exactly where we need to be, still sitting on top, which is the main thing. We've got Central Coast, I think it's start of April, sometime early April,
yep.
I think we play the Central Coast.
6th of April. Yep.
Yeah, so obviously that's going to be the key game in there. I think we're ticking along where we should be. We're 7 or 8 points ahead of third place. So, I mean, you can't ask for too much more. And, I mean, in that time, we haven't had Zavada most of that time as well up front. So, you know, once he comes back, hopefully, you know, fit, he can continue to basically score goals, because that's all he was doing before he got injured. So
yeah.
I think we're in a good place, and I'm pretty confident if we can at least get a point over in the Central Coast, then we'll be okay and we'll finish top.
Love it, Scott. Appreciate all your thoughts, mate. Cricket, football, the whole stuff. It's been very, very nice to talk to you there. It's Scott in Wellington. Keep calling, buddy. John in Auckland, 5.5 for the Crusaders. What do you think?
Oh, Louis. Hey, mate. Make sure you enjoy yourself, and when you come back to Aotearoa, you're going to realise that you live in the most beautiful islands in the world, mate, because
100%.
Nothing else can beat it. When you go overseas and you see all the beauty, you realise that right here at the end of the world is where you need to be. Anyways, Crusaders, well, Louis, you might as well pack the house on it before you leave. If you're a loyal Crusaders fan, this is the week. Surely.
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, John. John, Mitchell Drummond is captaining the side. And, you know, you've actually heard me make this joke for 3 weeks in a row now. We're literally rolling out an NPC side. It sounds disrespectful, but it just is what it is. The Chiefs will put probably 15, 20 on them, I would have thought. And that's if the weather's bad, maybe 20, 30 if it's good.
Well, aren't the Chiefs playing their C team, their development team this weekend? Being that they're playing the bottom team? No, but in all serious things, the Crusaders, they need to play for their supporters. They're not champions for nothing. And if they're going to make a statement, it's this weekend. They have to beat the Chiefs just to ensure that, you know, put some mana back in their jersey. Those heritage jerseys are awesome, mate.
They are awesome. John, I'll tell you what. I think just speaking to people around the region here, like, most people have been really realistic and kind of understanding about the scenario the Crusaders have found themselves. No one's upset or really angry about it because it's almost, I tell you what, it's better this way in a sense. It's easier to cop than if we were fair to middling, kind of like some of the Blackadder years there, and then we were getting bumped in the quarters or the semis and we kind of didn't have confidence going into the finals. That would almost be a worse way for the Razor era to kind of end. This is almost so understandable. Injuries, just experience. Like, you can't really expect them to compete at this point. So, I mean, they will compete, but you can't necessarily expect them to go out there and be, you know, head-on-head favourites or kind of near favourites. So I'm all good about it. John, loved you talking to you over the years, and make sure you keep calling. Joey, 5.5 for the Crusaders. Can they get there?
I tell you what, mate. 5.5. Look. You're a true Cantabrian, and, you know, we're all one-eyed with our teams, mate, and there's nothing wrong with being like that, but I say four out of their next nine. I don't think they can get five. If they get five, that's good. You know, it's going to be tough, though, mate. It's going to be tough for you. But I tell you what, Louis, I'm looking down the barrel of 5-1, 1-5 for the Broncos, because I don't think we can beat the North Queensland, and then we come up against Melbourne. And I don't think we can win either of those games myself. We're not going that well at the moment. But more than what you guys have got at the moment, too. And, Louis, it's been a pleasure listening to you and having good jobs with you. You're a true Kiwi, mate. And when you go overseas, they will see what New Zealanders are like and how proud you are to be a Kiwi and your partner. It'll be fantastic. You have a great trip. We will miss you. My punting bank account might go up a little bit higher. I don't know. I don't know, Louis, because I'm as bad as you. But there's a punter who always said once to one of my mates, he said, do you punt? And he said, no. He said, I'll go to the TAB, he said, when there's five Rolls Royces parked outside. But, hey, that doesn't matter. I still love my punting, and I still love my racing. And, Louis, it's been a pleasure to listen to you and jive with you and everything. All the best, mate. And you'll come back you know, a well-what's-the-name New Zealander, and you have a good time, mate. It's been a pleasure.
Joey, that's very kind of you. Appreciate that, mate. Lovely to talk. All the best, and make sure you keep calling Smithy and the boys. Right, back after this with Chris in Tauranga. Okay, we're coming up to 10 o'clock, but I got Chris in Tauranga. G'day, Chris. How you doing, man?
G'day, Lou, mate. All the best, and no doubt we'll hear from you plenty of times. You'll probably, just before a sporting event, call the radio station who's in charge and have a bit of a chat about the atmosphere and the build-up, no doubt. You know, knowing the boys' personal numbers and ring them and they can call you back. I think it'd be handy hearing from you.
Okay.
But make sure you get to Papalona on the 7th of the 7th, the week beginning, and run the Bulls. It's an amazing thing to do, and they reckon you're not a real man until you've done it, you know? So, yeah.
Chris, hold on, Chris. There's a couple of things.
Yeah, mate.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay, and was it like, you know, with the actual experience, how close did you get to a bull? or a ball get to you?
To be honest, I ran so fast I got to the stadium before the Bulls, but once you're in the stadium, they're all around. You've got to dodge them. They don't let you out of the stadium. So
And do they protest it? Do the Peter people, do they get involved?
It's not frowned upon. It's even the bullfights aren't. I'd be surprised if the bull starts beating the matador. They're cheering. I did it quite a few years ago, but definitely no protests. It was the highlight of Papelona. Advice is do it on the second day, because you've got to get to the opening festival the first day and get a good spot. It's just amazing. It's just a sangria drunk fest, but a lot of fun.
Chris, great advice, mate. That's not one I had on my radar, but yeah. I'm trying to think how would I pitch that to Shannon? Maybe I just have to flat out lie about where I was going. No, I can't do that. Can I? No, I cannot do that. 8 away from 10. That's great stuff from Chris. A couple of good texts here. The Goodwood Festival of Speed. Yeah, Dave, good on you. Okay, that's an outstanding one. The first day of Royal Ascot, Tuesday. Yes, Dave, absolutely. Cricket at Lords, absolutely. Okay, who else? What else do we have here? Must do with a view and good fish and chips is Cowes in the Isle of Wight. UK, famously the home of the first America's Cup race. Great museum and sailing club. They host regular regattas. Awesome place to visit and soak up yacht racing history. Ah, unnamed texter, that is gold. That's very good. Rather than one sporting event, says Martin, when I was away I watched a lot of local stuff. I saw the grassroots passion, football in Cambodia, rugby in Spain, the love of handball in Denmark, horse rodeo in Mexico, but the Grand National in Aintree was absolutely awesome. Martin, that's fantastic. And I totally agree. I'll be down at every local park trying to work out what the hell is going on. I do hear that there's a couple of overseas AFL teams, the Berlin Crocodiles. I'll have to go get involved. Hi, Louis. All the best for your OE. Thanks for everything, especially Angry Skies yesterday. Helped my four-leg multi nicely. Did you see that? What? Are you right, James Judd? He's falling over backwards trying to get out of the room. Angry Skies, $5 a place. Just golden pool. Happy to help. Right, back soon with some more texts.